No, I'm hoping Hashim's wife gives birth now, right now, to be honest with you. But no, I mean, that's out of our control. I mean, family is the most important thing, and Hashim needs to be there with his wife, and that's out of our control. It'd be great to have him here, and great to have Hashim playing, not just as a player, but as a personality in the side. He offers a lot of calmness, so he will sorely be missed. It's not confirmed that he's not coming back yet, but I've got confidence that the guys that will replace him will make use of that opportunity. Hashim's a tough guy to replace because of his performances, but South African cricket's got a lot of depth, and hopefully the player that does come in can do well. Yeah, that was where we lost the game. I mean, if you look at stats in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, the first innings really sets the game up for you. So like I said, after the first day's play, 245 wasn't a good enough score in the first innings, and that's probably where the game was lost. So a lot of fingers and questions can be asked about the bowlers, but it's ultimately the batters that probably let us down on day one. We've highlighted a few points that we need to work on, a few technical aspects, few strategy aspects, strategical aspects, and just employing our basic strategies a lot better than we did in the first test match. Yeah, look, it's never nice, losing as a coach, but as coaches, that's part of your work. You no coach is ever going to win every single game they're involved in, and motivating and rethinking and re-strategizing is massively important and massively challenging and very rewarding when it does pay dividends. So it's a big challenge for me to get things going again and regain the confidence within the team. I've got no doubt that myself and the management around can do that and will do that. And really looking forward again to the second test match. It's never ideal to start your, I suppose, test coaching career with a loss. But that's just what's happened, and it's easy to just win, I suppose, and feel good about it. But these are the challenges that you face as coaches and the challenges you're really looking forward to taking on. So I'm really looking forward to trying to get things going again.